You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. Once again, we are joined by Mr. Neil Joseph, the CEO of Mobicom, discussing their cloud currency solution, Airbucks, and how it is solving the pain points of loyalty programs for businesses. Mr. Joseph, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you very much, Eric.
And you're quite welcome. Good to have you back. So tell us, as CEO of Mobicom, can you explain to the audience what Airbucks is to kick things off today?
Airbucks is three things. Airbucks is a cloud or digital currency. That means it's not real currency notes you can take out of your wallet and spend across the counter. So it's really a currency that's in the cloud. It's a payment platform, so one can pay with Airbucks as a tender type, similar to PayPal. And then the third thing is Airbucks is a brand. So it's something that consumers can use in their everyday life. And so Airbucks is a multifunction loyalty program. It's an engagement platform that incorporates numerous feature-rich modules into a single app that consumers can use and businesses can use. So in one word, it's a cloud currency.
And you got to love that and that option. Now, for those who find digital currencies complex, can you break down exactly how Airbucks helps customers?
The simple way to describe what a digital currency is that a digital currency is a currency that is not like traditional money. So it can be measured in different ways. So it can be measured in points. It can be measured in bucks. It can be measured in coupons, or even be measured in real currencies such as dollars or pounds. But it's a digital currency. You can't hold it in your hands and hand it over the counter to a retailer. So it's in the cloud, and it's measured in different formats. So what we developed Airbucks after many years of research in the marketplace, finding out what works, what do customers want, and what do businesses want. So to answer your question, how does Airbucks help customers? And the main way it helps customers is by creating liquidity for their loyalty points. So what Airbucks is able to do is it's able to aggregate points from multiple loyalty programs into a single currency called Airbucks. So it encourages consumers to change their loyalty points from other programs into Airbucks, creating a common currency. And then it's convenient for consumers to use that currency in the participating merchants. So it creates this common currency across multiple loyalty programs, across multiple merchants, and provides consumers with ease of doing their everyday, going about their everyday lives, like buying a cup of coffee or going shopping. So that's how Airbucks helps consumers in their everyday life.
And certainly a great resource, no doubt. Now, companies such as Quiksilver and Outback Jacks and Cairns have been using Airbucks. How has Airbucks changed the relationships between businesses and their customers to help listeners understand?
Eric, to be honest with you, I'm not sure that it has changed dramatically, but what it's done is prove that loyalty works. So as simple as giving consumers respect, value their custom, and recognize them when they return. And you can do that as simply as by greeting them and acknowledging their custom that they have returned using their Airbucks as the loyalty points program that they normally use. So previously, those companies never had a loyalty program. But by us providing them with Airbucks and the ability to communicate with their consumers easily and effectively, that has changed their relationship. So I don't think it's been that dramatic. But what it has been is it's been very simple to implement and give consumers the respect that they deserve by coming back time and time again and recognizing them. And that has worked very well for them.
And this is certainly good news today. We're joined by Mr. Neil Joseph, the CEO of Mobicom, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Neil, continuing on, what advice do you give to businesses who are hesitant to adopt cloud or digital currencies as part of their point of sale?
The most important is to not be afraid. So by listening to consumer needs, businesses can adapt and take advantage of changes in their day-to-day life. Consumers adopt new things in life very quickly, and these include digital currencies and even cryptocurrencies. So I believe businesses should do the same. They shouldn't be limited by the technology that they have. They should be able to encourage their systems to be able to change, the people that manage them. So besides their products, businesses need to give consumers a reason to shop with them rather than with their competition. So by adopting new payment methodologies or new tender types, such as digital currencies and cryptocurrencies, and then even rewarding them by using Airbucks as that tender type, they then rewarding consumers. So I don't think businesses should be afraid. They should embrace new changes because that's what consumers do, and businesses need to be able to adapt to that.
And I'm certainly in agreement with you there. Really good stuff there. Lastly, how is Airbucks paving the way for specialized customer engagement and digital loyalty?
The easiest way to describe that is Airbucks allows consumers to do three things in one action. So consumers can pay, they can earn loyalty points, and they can burn loyalty points in a very, very simple single transaction, whereas previously this would take two or three different processes. So Airbucks will and is making life simpler for all, for consumers and businesses. So for consumers, being able to aggregate their loyalty points to pay and earn points in a single transaction, that makes life easier for them. And then for businesses, being able to market their products and services to many more consumers, so a big aggregated database at the fraction of the normal cost of marketing and advertising. This is a huge benefit to all businesses and consumers. So we think that Airbucks will change the way that people go about their normal day-to-day lives.
Well, Mr. Joseph, certainly has been great to have had you back and sharing your expertise on today's topic on behalf of Mobicom and Airbucks. I'm sure our listeners want to know where they could get further details on Airbucks and the service. Where could they find details online?
The easiest way to find information on Airbucks is to go to our website, and that is airbucks.co, airbux.co. And I think the simplest thing is, you know, don't be afraid of welcoming new methods, especially if there's no upfront cost for a business. So have a look at our website, have a look on Facebook and Twitter, and that if you search for the word Airbucks, A-I-R-B-U-X, that'll be the easiest way to find us and find more information about Airbucks.
And that certainly is easy enough. Again, it is airbucks.co. Mr. Joseph, thanks so much for joining us once again here on Enterprise Radio, and look forward to our next conversation.
Eric, thank you again for the opportunity to chat to you. Much appreciated.
And the pleasure is certainly ours. Once again, we've been speaking with Mr. Neil Joseph, the CEO of Mobicom. And for further details on Airbucks, visit airbucks.co. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at enterprisepodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
This is the ePodcast Network.